The Big Show.
Wake up
with PT.
3BA.
Time to shoot the breeze. Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are things up Sydney way?
It's actually not too bad. Nice weather.
Excellent, excellent. We've got a top of 20 today, bit of sunshine around before the rain comes through. The whole eastern seaboard, by the way, batten down the hatches, going to be some pretty heavy falls. So, you know, take care with Sydney Harbour filling up, all right?
You know, we really should do the weather with puns again.
Well, actually, we haven't done that for a while, have we? Might set that up for next week. I want to talk about food. How do you go with eating healthy, Alex?
I love vegetables. You know what my favourite food is? Like, well, my favourite meal is Brussels sprouts.
Get out of town. I love Brussels sprouts too. And there's been a really helpful study for kids who hate veggies that's found that hating broccoli may actually be written in their microbiomes. Have I said that correctly?
Yes, microbiomes. So essentially, we know that certain vegetables, for example, they impact the enzymes and the bacteria in the saliva, and then that together can produce unpleasant odours. And so a lot of kids don't like that taste. Now, a lot of those foods, so we're talking broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, have found that levels of those volatile compounds are similar to oral microbiomes, so they respond differently in children. That's why they hate it so much. So we're not talking about a kid who's just flat out refusing to eat vegetables. We're talking about a child who literally hates, for whatever reason, these specific vegetables. So the researchers actually used odor-active compounds in raw and steamed cauliflower and broccoli, and then they asked the children to taste them and to rate the key odor compounds, and they found that the kids who really hated the vegetables did actually, you know, have that in their microbiomes, the volatility towards those compounds.
I'm guessing microbiomes are different to genes.
They are different to gene. Microbiomes. So essentially, it's the response in the enzyme. So if you are eating certain foods, you're going to taste it very differently to another person.
Right. So I'm guessing genes have got pockets, microbiomes don't, right?
Microbiomes are a complicated thing because essentially we're talking about two different reasons why people taste things in the gut. So it's a genetic sort of material. It's understanding... I know that you made a joke, but people don't know what microbiomes are.
Just a simple yes would have been good.
I know. But there are people that are like, well, some people were like, do they have pockets? Do they have a handbag?
Who knows?
Do they have a little zipper to keep their combs and loose change? I don't know.
And other things. How anyone doesn't like Brussels sprouts is beyond me. But anyway, sticking with the topic of food, Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au, if you could compose yourself, please. Restaurant staff are exposing on social media the weirdest requests that they've been asked, including pureed burgers. Who's going to ask for a pureed burger? Come on now.
So there was a kid who was like, I can only eat pureed food. I think maybe he had surgery or something. So had to have the burger and fries pureed and put into a glass.
That's not on. That's not a burger or fries anymore. It's a drink.
There was also a woman who said she really loved ranch dressing, and she asked if she could have a side of ranch, and she said, actually, I just want a bowl of ranch.
A bowl.
And she literally had a bowl of ranch dressing and would eat it like soup. There was another woman, for example, who said that she liked her steak dry, so no juice coming out of the steak at all, which means it's really, really overcooked to the point where it was just like a piece of gristle.
Yeah, see, these people are taking things too far, aren't they? Surely.
I think there's a big difference between saying, can I have the dressing on the side, to can I have a bowl of dressing?
Do you reckon chefs get a bit annoyed with this and add different sorts of ingredients to what's been asked for?
I would like to think no, but there was also a story where a woman had ordered French onion soup, but then she asked the kitchen to strain out any onions.
You idiot. Not you, the person who asked for that. Oh, my God.
But my favourite one was a guy who said he loved lobster, but he wanted to know where the lobster was from because, according to him, he was allergic to lobster except from certain oceans.
I'm allergic to shellfish. So,
are you really?
Yeah, I'm allergic. Yeah, if I eat lobster or prawns or anything like that, I'm in dire need of an EpiPen, an ambulance, a ventilator, whatever the case may be. I thought you were going to say you only wanted the shell.
No. That would make more sense, though, than
it would.
Want it.
Yes, it would. Alex Chelios, always a pleasure to shoot the breeze. Stay safe up there in Sydney, and we'll do that again next week, shall we?
Yeah,